Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day, Wednesday program 1/21. If you were doubting that yesterday was two-thirds of the way through the month, then today you have it in spades. Also, the beginning of Mercury going into retrograde from now until the first part of February. No, don't necessarily go down that road, Kenny.
Can I just tell you something?
Could be good. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Stephan. Yes, Jennifer.
Okay, so my poor mother, who I love so much, and you know her. She's so sweet
most
of the time.
Yeah.
She has already had Mercury go into retrograde. I was like, Mom, the planets are already lining up for you. It's not yet, but it's happening. Do you know she locked herself in her own garage and had to crawl out on her stomach underneath the garage door.
Yep.
She dropped a dozen eggs.
Oh, my God. That's typical Mercury retrograde stuff. That is. That's
she
typical stuff.
She was telling me, and I was like, oh, my gosh, Mercury's going retrograde for you just a day early.
Right. Now, before you met me, would you have even thought about that?
Yes, actually. I knew about Mercury going retrograde from some of the people in my life.
Oh, other people in your life. My. Otherwise,
but you have only strengthened.
Yes, I certainly have.
Wink, wink.
Speaking of strengthening things, President Barack Obama presented his State of the Union address last night, which some say marked a sweet spot in his presidency because the economic signs for which he is taking full credit are improving. Right.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, here he is.
Right to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. Here's the president talking about the economy.
Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, my fellow Americans. We are 15 years into this new century. 15 years that dawned with terror touching our shores, that unfolded with a new generation fighting two long and costly wars, that saw a vicious recession spread across our nation and the world. It has been and still is a hard time for many. But tonight, we turn the page. Tonight, after a breakthrough year for America, our economy is growing and creating jobs at the fastest pace since 1999.
Yay, and it's all me. I did it.
Did every bit.
Whoa, it's terrific. This was not a lessons learned address. Hello, the Democrats just lost significantly in November.
Mm-hmm.
Both chambers of Congress, and yet he drew lines in the sand. Don't you guys go too far. I'll fix you if you do. We have been talking 3 or 4 days now about, because the information was leaked about what was going to be the focus, middle class, wages going up, the middle class has to have lower taxes, the rich have to be taxed some more. Let's see here. Play the next, why don't you just play all three of these next ones, Kara, together, will you, please?
Today, thanks to a growing economy, the recovery is touching more and more lives. Wages are finally starting to rise again. We know that more small business owners plan to raise their employees' pay than at any time since 2007. But here's the thing. Those of us here tonight, we need to set our sights higher than just making sure government doesn't screw things up. The government doesn't halt the progress we're making. We need to do more than just do no harm. Tonight, together, let's do more to restore the link between hard work and growing opportunity for every American. So what does middle-class economics require in our time? First, middle-class economics means helping working families feel more secure in a world of constant change. That means helping folks afford childcare, college, health care, a home, retirement. And my budget will address each of these issues, lowering the taxes of working families and putting thousands of dollars back into their pockets each year. Here's one example. During World War II, when men like my grandfather went off to war, having women like my grandmother in the workforce was a national security priority. So this country provided universal child care. In today's economy, when having both parents in the workforce is an economic necessity for many families, we need affordable, high-quality child care more than ever. It's not a nice to have. It's a must have. So it's time we stop treating child care as a side issue or as a women's issue and treat it like the national economic priority that it is for all of us. That's why my plan will make quality child care more available and more affordable for every middle class and low income family with young children in America by creating more slots and a new tax cut of up to $3,000 per child per year. Today, we are the only advanced country on earth that doesn't guarantee paid sick leave or paid maternity leave to our workers. 43 million workers have no paid sick leave. 43 million. Think about that. And that forces too many parents to make the gut-wrenching choice between a paycheck and a sick kid at home. So I'll be taking new action to help states adopt paid leave laws of their own. And since paid sick leave won where it was on the ballot last November, let's put it to a vote right here in Washington. Send me a bill that gives every worker in America the opportunity to earn 7 days of paid sick leave. That's the right thing to do.
Give it all away. Yay! Only country that taxes your income that isn't earned in this country. This is another look at the class warfare. Raise pay. He said, yep, we're going to give more pay to the workers. He didn't say that how many jobs are going to be cut because of it.
Right. Well, that's what it is. It's like, he's a great speaker. You can't take that away from
him. I'm even tiring now. I think his cadence and his patter and his banter is old.
Last night was very hard. That last cut is when things started to go wah, wah, wah for me. Like, at the beginning, you're like, okay, he's a good speaker. And then all of a sudden, it got very sassy, kind of arrogant.
Well, that's the way he is.
In that delivery. And he was challenging people. And you brought up a word.
Basically, wagging his finger at the... You know, I told you we're going to do blah, blah, blah.
Which, coming off of November, not very wise. I mean, yeah, he had a nice crowd in there standing up for him, but what is all of America thinking, the people that are really voting for
him? Well, let's find out. Kenny, what do you have from facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, regarding the State of the Union?
Let's see. Charlie says, despite the rhetoric, every tax plan supported by the Democrats increases the burden of the middle class.
Mm-hmm. That it does. Yep. All right. What else?
Patrick says, quote, I know because I won both of them is one of the best lines in any State of the Union ever.
All right. So here, let me just to play that carry. It's 2111. The president was.
This is when I actually jumped off the couch.
Yeah. Well, but the Republicans were sort of sassing him a little bit about the
barely election. After he'd been saying he's going to veto everything.
Right, and then he goes off script with a zinger.
I have no more campaigns to run. My only agenda. I know because I won both of them.
All right, so that's it. That was the highlight of the evening for many people. Okay, and that was a good comeback, actually. Republicans are clapping because he has no more campaigns to run.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. All right, so, Kenny, what else have you got there?
One more. Betty says, did anyone notice that the GOP only mentioned immigration in their rebuttal when it was given in Spanish by Congressman Corbellos?
No.
No, the rebuttal was not great. I mean,
well, this is
the
first term.
There were so many rebuttals, though.
Well, the real one.
The official one.
Joni Ernst.
Paul.
Yeah, right.
Ted Cruz. Yeah. This guy in Miami, Corbellos.
Yeah. Enough already. Okay, we've had enough of that. Comments, though, if you'd like. 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer or Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. And then Facebook and social media comments continue. Facebook.com, for example. Twitter, it wouldn't be an Instagram sort of comment. But Twitter, probably the easiest way for us to reckon or reconnoiter when it comes to your thoughts. And I'm glad to have both sides because I'm interested in both sides. You know how I feel, you know how Jennifer feels, you know how Kenny feels. It doesn't make any difference how you feel. What you feel, what you think is legitimate and cause for whatever strong feelings you have. So your feelings are welcome here on Good Day. Here's something that I feel strongly about, and it is because we're at the time of year when skin dries out. When your face, if you're not in the warmer climes, i.e. the southeast or the southwest, then things are really dry because the heat's been on, the weather's been cold, inside or outside, your face is being attacked. So, if you've noticed and not like the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, and you want to look better and look younger, here is the cue for you to act. Call 800-543-9262 and get this product, GenuCell. It comes, I was about to intro it by underscoring the fact that it was developed by using plant stem cell, research that's been done last 10 years or so has been extraordinary in our country. And so GenuCell comes as a product out of that research. The therapy works. Pages, piles, all kinds of anecdotal responses from people all over our country who started using GenuCell. Here's a lady whose sister gave her some to try, and this is because her sister was concerned that she wasn't getting enough sleep. That's a way for bags to develop under your eyes. This lady says they're gone now. I mean gone. She writes, you will absolutely love this. Both ladies and gentlemen are benefiting from using GenuCell. Get rid of the puffiness. What it does is absorbs the serum. It absorbs the water that collects under your eyes. That's really what this is. Guaranteed to work or your money back. 800-543-9262. You want a younger looking face? You want a more, you want handsome? You want beautiful? What do you want? You'll get it with GenuCell. Face first. 800-543-9262. And I'm not talking how Jennifer gets after she's gone on a binge. 800-543. Well, face first, you know. 800-543-9262. You will like GenuCell. You will get results from GenuCell. And you will be thanking. You don't have to thank me. I just want you to look better and feel better about yourself in a very inexpensive way. How's that for being a pal? 800-543-9262.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and number 3030.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The great voices of the rock and pop era.
My heart is fine, fine.
This is admittedly my era, although I think you'll go back a generation or two when people hear this. If they know this sort of stuff exists, they can appreciate not only the lyric content and the movement of the song, but the fact that this guy was one heck of an entertainer. Jackie Wilson, crank it up, Kara, for a second. I'll tell you the story. One of the first members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Jackie Wilson, was one of these people. I remember seeing him once, and it was amazing to see, frankly, this guy move around. Kenny, you ever see any video of his performances? He put James Brown to shame.
Yeah, right? Amazing energy.
Oh, my God. And because he was as active as he was, it stretched his body to the point where he had a stroke while he was performing in New Jersey in 1975. And he was in a coma for a number of years. He was pronounced dead. And then there was a pulse, and he remained hospitalized, though, for 9 years. He passed away on the state in 1984, but he had a string of hits. And most of the energy that was in the songs, just like the one you heard there, which probably was the biggest song, I'm going to guess, one he's most remembered for. But I think most people of most ages, Jenny, you know him.
Do
you?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I just don't want to necessarily be completely out of touch.
No.
I know. Those in the millennial column. But Jackie Wilson, one of those people that you wouldn't ever forget. If you saw him or heard him, very compelling stuff. Okay, now 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We move into the late night shows, the smile department here. Miles of smiles with the monologues from Conan and Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers.
Tonight was the State of the Union address. Wow, huh? Yeah? But you all decided to come see a talk show instead.
Yeah.
Because you hate America. That bummed a few people out.
I do not.
I love America. No. You know, we at State of the Union, that's the big story. One of the guests, did you know this, at the State of the Union address was an undocumented immigrant.
Cool.
Yeah. Or as Fox News kept calling him, President Obama.
Of course, tonight, President Obama gave the State of the Union address, and before his speech, Obama said that he was a little more relaxed because it's the sixth time he's done it. He might have been a little too relaxed because all he said was, South America, we good? It was too chill. I need more than that. South America, we good? That's right. President Obama said he was a little more relaxed than he was out the first time, the first time out. When asked why he was more relaxed this time, the president said, I don't know. Colorado. And you go, oh, that's, you don't want to hear that. Colorado, don't. Actually, Obama said he was more relaxed just because he's already done it so many times. Incidentally, Mitt Romney said the same thing about running for president. He's like, yeah, I found me. This is more fun this time.
New polls show that President Obama's approval rating has climbed 9 points since December. Probably because Mitt Romney is back in the news and people are saying, oh, right, that was the alternative. Keep thinking it was Obama or Ronald Reagan, but it was never that.
Okay. So it's hard to joke about the State of the Union, I think. Obama didn't have much of a sense of humor. I thought that the quip, though, I won them both, was appropriate, frankly. But I don't see much. Most people are not smiling in this country. You can have good economic news. You can have all kinds of things that seem to change the reality. But there's something, and it isn't just here in our country. It's global.
Yeah, something's missing.
There's a morass, whether it's just morality. There is something really missing. Let's try to find it and improve upon it here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Jonathan Alter and Ron Christie. Coming right up, if you two ran the New York Times and Washington Post, would you publish the Charlie Hebdo cartoons?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Leo flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Whoa!
Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Alter and Christie. Given the issues of murder and speech, if you were the head of the New York Times and the Washington Post, would you publish the Charlie Hebdo cartoons?
It's a very tough call, and the editor of the New York Times apparently went back and forth, but it's extraordinarily important, in the same way it was extraordinarily important that the movie The Interview be made available online, to publish at least some of these cartoons. That doesn't mean you have to have the one of, you know, the prophet having sex or whatever, but you've got to give some kind of support to free expression, and really, in this context, the only way to do that is by reprinting at least some of these cartoons.
I absolutely agree, and I think Jonathan used a very, very appropriate term, which is gutless. If you allow these forces to get away with threats, intimidation, and sort of having the press cower of what people might do, then I think they've won. We can't let these gutless cowards push us around. Yes, it might be offensive, and yes, I agree with Jonathan. Maybe you don't publish some of the more offensive ones, but I think the American people and people around the world have an obligation to know what they're up against and what precipitated this heinous act of violence.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Christie and Jonathan Alter.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Getting it on again, 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour on the Good Day program. Chilly morning here on the farm. Jennifer's enjoying the warmth in California, as is Kenny.
Although I have my robe on. A little chilly, though.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yes, I have on mine, too, as a matter of fact. And it is chilly. I just took Charlotte outside. The sun is up. It's nice because there are signs of improvement, signs of change. It's 16 degrees here, warming up.
16. Okay, I won't complain.
The sun, though, we can see the sky brightening up as the days get longer. It's kind of a cool thing. Jennifer Horn is cool. Ken Kessler is cool. You're cool for having been here. Obama in the State of the Union. What about the recovery? Yay!
Everything's fine, from what I hear.
Yeah, it's great.
Did you get the memo?
Yep, no mention of Al-Qaeda, no mention of ISIS, no mention of those problems. No mention of a lot of things, frankly. What were you most disappointed? I guess that may be the question, if there is a question. Let's not make this political. If you watch this and you were looking for some answers to some questions, what question did you not get answered or what did not get addressed? 888-302-3684.
Can I answer this?
Yes,
Jennifer.
In a
non-political way?
Yes, you may.
Okay, because I think, you know, you and I talked yesterday about just overall the message hurts my soul a little bit because everybody wants things given to them and they want to penalize people for success.
Yeah, but it's easy to give things away.
I think the second thing that really was like, oh, is that when people voted in November, they voted to make a change. It's not like they voted because they love Republicans. They voted because they're sick of the status quo.
Right,
They want to see people start working together and moving towards the middle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was incredibly disappointed that apparently the president didn't hear that last night because I think he was more divisive than he divisive.
Yeah, he's very divisive. Always
more than he ever has been, though, in the way that he was sort of ridiculing Republicans by making a comment about we don't really need some pipeline running through the country. I mean, he kind of just blew it off, when that's something that a lot of people want to see happen. They want the Keystone Pipeline. And then he talked about how he was going, he talked about how we're one nation, but then he brought up the word veto a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to work together, I think, you know, what I would have hoped to see from the new Congress and from the president is that their next 2 years, they'd actually work to get something done. And I don't feel like anything is going to get done. It's just going to be more of the same team sports, and it's not what the people want.
Let me ask you this. In 2008, when he was elected by a huge margin, and it was the same, it was what everybody was saying was a mandate then, did you feel the same way when on Inauguration Day the Republicans were saying they were going to do everything in their power to block everything he tried to do?
I agree. I just said, Kenny, that I feel on both sides of the aisle, I was hoping that the next 2 years would be someplace where they would hear the people. That's exactly what I just said. That they would hear the people, that the Republicans were not elected because they were Republican. They were elected because people are sick of the fighting. And I think the message should have been for both parties to work together, and I did not get that at all last night. You had Boehner not standing up and clapping for him. You had him making snarky faces, and you had President Obama up there saying he's going to veto everything. So to answer your point, I don't know exactly what I felt in 2008. I probably didn't like what he was going to say, but what I'm at right now is I'd like to see people start working together and actually getting something done. These people are collecting paychecks and doing absolutely nothing but fighting and throwing stones at each other.
Too many government employees, way too many. What I found interesting was he said the verdict is clear that his brand of middle-class economics works. He's so full of himself and so full of crap.
I'm still hurting. I have three jobs, and I'm still hurting. Yeah. What else do you have to do? You know? I mean, really, that's the question.
Where does it hurt?
Everywhere. Trust me. I'm going to show you.
Okay. All right. So the Republicans had their sort of the other side spoke many times in many different ways. They had put up Nevada Senator Joni Ernst with a sort of GOP response. It wasn't very good. So here, Kara, play cut 2112, will you please? Just an example of the response that was weak.
Rather than respond to a speech, I'd like to talk about your priorities. I'd like to have a conversation about the new Republican Congress you just elected and how we plan to make Washington focus on your concerns again. We heard the message you sent in November, loud and clear, and now we're getting to work to change the direction Washington has been taking our country. The new Republican Congress also understands how difficult these past 6 years have been. For many of us, the sting of the economy and the frustration with Washington's dysfunction weren't things we had to read about. We felt them every day.
You know, there's nothing there. There's no enthusiasm.
Can my seat be used as a flotation device? I mean, she sounds like a stewardess.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I like her a lot, and I think that it's hard to give that kind of response because you don't have the people getting up and clapping for you.
Why would they give a response? Because, well, they shouldn't give it in Congress. She doesn't.
No, I know. That's what makes it hard, is that you just are kind of standing there going.
But
there's no conversation.
No, it's Boehner sitting on his hands. It's McConnell, these old fossils that represent it. What I'm listening to from her sounded like hope and change from 7 years ago. It is the same. We know what you want. We know what you need. You don't have a clue about what I need and what I hope for. What I want is for us to function as a unit. And that isn't what's happening here. It's easy enough and appropriate in some circumstances, to look at, to analyze, and to criticize another person's point of view, his or her understanding of the issue, bringing new information to it. But this usual crap, and the fact that we have 4 million people in this country working for the government is not, it just isn't something that's sustainable. It can't continue.
And wait till
they
get old and want to retire.
Oh, my God.
Then think about what the problems are for your
kids. All right, anyway, so 888, you want any more time here, Kenny? 302-3684.
No, I had wanted to take care of this during a break, but I'll just go ahead and tell you. Clark Hodges, who has been on with us before. No. Clark Hodges, who has been on with us before. He's a financial analyst.
Right.
He just emailed me and said he could come on and talk about the economics part of the State of the Union last night if you want to spend some more time on it.
Yeah. You want to do it now?
Sure.
Let's do it now. All right. Stand by. You see, folks, you understand how this program is put together?
It's well oiled.
It's like glue.
Yep.
The problem is when you use glue once and you put the cap back on, you can't get it open again.
Yeah.
So we have, that's a good idea.
Take your wins when you can get it.
Right. All right. Stand by for an evaluation of the economic aspects of the President's State of the Union in a moment here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals on over 70 styles from an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Americans are just learning about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a massive trade deal that's been negotiated in secret. The White House and some elected leaders in Washington, D.C. want to push the deal through Congress under a process called Fast Track. That means Congress would have to approve the trade deal before actually reading it. Sister Simone Campbell, Executive Director of Network, a Catholic social justice organization and leader of Nuns on the Bus, says TPP is too important to rush through Congress.
Catholic sisters in Mexico and Central America know too well the disruption of families that has been caused by bad trade deals. To avoid the future tragedy of more children being forced to flee violence because their communities were disrupted, Congress must have a full discussion of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Too often, negotiators get so fixed on business interests that they don't think about the impact on the rest of society. The faithful way forward is a full discussion that lets the voice of all people be heard.
Sister Simone noted that if Congress gives TPP a seal of approval without even looking at the deal, we're certain to see more dislocation and tragedy. For more information, visit StopTheTPP.org. I'm Steve Anwart reporting.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the 15. Entrepreneur's phone system.
Oh, my God. 15 before the hour. I'm eager to have some sort of analysis, as long as it doesn't become analysis paralysis, of the economic impacts. What did the president say last night? You're going to hear a lot of this.
Well, me too.
Here's where I am on this. I don't like analyzers and analysis. And I don't say that. It's not about Clark, who's here from Hodges Capital Management. I just think there's too much. And yet, this whole program is based on what we're thinking, what we see are the issues, and then blending that with what other people think. There's little discussion of the news because, frankly, We don't really know what the news is. We understand words. We hear, we watch people speak. We look at hands. We look at expressions. We try to understand nuance. And so when Clark is here or when we're here or whatever your thoughts are, the question that comes up, because this is a program that talks about what's in the news, News Talk Radio, deals with the issues of the day, and then there's a certain amount of analysis. I think we have way too much of it. I think people ought to be able to make up their minds. I think what I find is these so-called news channels that mask behind. I was walking through the airport the other day, and I'm watching CNN, and I'm seeing all of this garbage about stuff that's 3, 4, 5 days old that's been rehashed 100 times, but because it's Sunday, nothing else on these 24-hour, 7-day-a-week news facilities. So it isn't really about the news. It's about what people think regarding the news. And with that backdrop, we welcome Clark Hodges from Hodges Capital Management. Hi, Clark. Did he go away? Where is Clark? All right. I have no... Maybe
he didn't like your introduction.
That could be. Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time somebody hung up on me.
I don't think he meant to.
No, but I don't... And then this is not about him. Yeah. It's just about where do we go with all of this, and how is it that we have so much material that isn't really pertinent to what the real issue is. The real issue on all of these things is how... What words that are spoken from whomever affect you? If, in fact, we're talking about some kind of leadership position, we're talking about leadership in general, what do these words say to you? What do they mean to you? How will they impact your life? I'm betting, even though the promise or the premise of this in a sense, how much are you going to get back in taxes? It's all such pandering. All right, Clark, I don't know how much of what I said you heard, but let's start from scratch. Your thoughts about what was the economic part, the realities of the tax cuts, the tax hike, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hi. Okay, this is getting silly. Kara, what's the problem? Let's pause for a moment here until we figure out what the problem actually is. All right, so 12 before the hour.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morning win.
All right, so enough on the speech highlights. I'm sorry we couldn't get through to Clark after all that planning. It was so good, Kenny.
Best laid plans.
Yeah. Wow, he's zowie. All right, so anyway, the other things that are going on in the world today, the Islamic State and what they have promised to do to these two Japanese, what's the latest there? The Japanese have to decide whether they are, in fact, going to talk. Do you reward extremists like them? $200 million is what they want to keep these two people alive. The answer to that is probably no.
Prime Minister says he's going to get him back, but you know what?
Well,
I think
that's what he said yesterday.
I know. You know what I think?
I mean, if you announce... Wait a minute, just a second. If you tell everybody what you're going to do, how are you going to surprise them? They can take these guys and hide them in a bunker? I mean, what the Japanese Prime Minister said is stupid.
Maybe. I mean, here's what I thought was interesting. Do you think this is an act of desperation from ISIS? Do you think they need the money? Because they haven't done ransom before.
Oh, I thought they had done ransom. They were looking for money for the other hostages, weren't they?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it was a ransom situation.
Well, there was a rumor that they had contacted one of the families and tried to get, I don't know, like $30 million or something. but I think in the, it was never public.
Yeah, I think in the past it's always been, hey, you stop, you know, you take your troops out of here or we're going to do X, Y, Z. You do this, X, Y, Z. It was never money. And it makes me wonder, maybe they're falling on hard times. There's been some rumors that they just left a bunch of, they let a bunch of hostages go because most people speculate they couldn't afford to support them.
No happy meals, nothing left for them.
I don't think ISIS eats happy meals. You know? I think they'd be happier if they ate happy meals.
Right. I'm just wondering if they have Kentucky Fried Chicken. What is it?
They have unhappy meals.
That's what they have. They have mean meals.
Mean meals, right. I'm going to give you the phone number. The essence of where we are today is, I think we are in analysis paralysis. Maybe what I said came through. 51 after the hour.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program, Tech Talk time. Jennifer and Kenny and I focusing on Shelley Palmer, who's back with us today, and he's going to talk to you about a new sensor that will help you garden better. Even things are looking up. We're talking about gardening already. Hoo-ha! Stand by for that here next on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've got a garden, you'll want to check out Eden's Garden Sensor, which won the Best of Innovation Award in the Tech for a Better World category at this year's CES. Eden wants to help you garden smarter and help take the guesswork out of gardening. The Garden Sensor monitors real-time conditions like soil moisture, fertility, temperature, and more, then sends all the data back to the companion app on your smartphone, which means it can then access a database of more than 5,000 plants to tune its recommendations precisely to what you're growing. Being able to connect to the internet also means it knows the weather forecast, so it can tell you how much extra water your plants will need. You can also pair the garden sensor with Eden's water valve, which connects to any standard garden hose to automatically water your plants. Eden's Garden Center is available for pre-order now at Eden.com. That's E-D-Y-N.com. And it'll land in Home Depot stores across the U.S. this spring. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
At the U.S. Postal Service, we deliver to every address in America.
So when it comes to packages you need to return, for whatever reason,
don't go out of your way to return it.
Because we'll already be there, delivering your mail.
Like we do almost every day.
So it's easy for us to pick up your return.
Just print a label.
Schedule a free pickup.
Leave it for me.
Me.
Or me.
And we'll return it for you. For more information, visit USPS.com/return.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com. Some more health care news for you. Cold and flu season well underway. Health Flu Activation Network reporting 44 million Americans have already been affected by symptoms this season. Here's some info from Brian Osich.
Cold and flu season is well underway. IMS Health Flu Activation Network reports over 44 million Americans have already been affected by symptoms this season. Registered nurse and VIX spokesperson Nurse Barb Den recommends taking a sick day to limit spreading the virus. But a recent survey found many workers are hesitant to do so during cold, cough, and flu season.
The fourth annual VIX Global Cold and Flu Survey found 44.9% of consumers cite work pressures as a leading motive to not take a sick day. Financial concerns and fear of falling behind were other reasons.
But there are some things you can do during cold and flu season.
To limit the spread of the virus, keep antiseptic wipes with you and remember to wash your hands frequently. Many of my patients feel that being sick really inhibits their ability to go about their day-to-day lives. I recommend getting plenty of rest, drinking enough fluids, and taking a multi-symptom medicine like DayQuil Severe, which will help you power through your cold and flu symptoms and get you back to feeling like yourself.
For more, log on to VIX.com. That's Healthcare Now from VIX.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions, and they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
All right, a couple of other items from the world of technology. You'd be interested to know that Google and Fidelity Investments say they're going to put $1 billion into Elon Musk's space exploration technology, SpaceX. And for that $1 billion, they will own 10% of the company, which would tell you that the company, according to some, and Google, those people are not stupid, thinks it's worth $10 billion. Here's a guy who put his own dough into it, and by nearest account, this is the PayPal founder, who's also responsible for the Tesla motor car. He put in about $400 million of his own money, but if it's worth $10 billion and he owns 40% of it, he puts $400 million and gets $4 billion out of it. Okay, I like that math. 59 after on a good day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.